thoughts of Mike Steph, this marks a new beginning. Thanks for supporting a total reinvention. The soul is still here, but the vibe's a little different. Unpredictable, hide the kids and the women. Sports of all sorts, music, mix for living. Rep New York City, but hate the politicians. Always bring the heat, Steph baking in the kitchen. Big shout to y'all, I appreciate the listen. Donnie put the rest, but I'm still in the best. In the world of what I do, all y'all know the rest. I live it, I breathe it, I'm the whole definition. The pinnacle, the ultimate, I'm on a new mission. The Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph, featuring the one and only Mike Steph, the best in the world of what he does. Tap in. Fended off the demons, left me exhausted. Yet I feel brand new that the rest have been that caused it. Flashback to beginning of the year, nearly lost it. Control my anxiety and fear, I had to toss it. Toss it in the trash, along with the past. Tension running high to order kiss my ass. These days I have to walk around with a mask. Reach middle age, wonder if the year is the last. Last for all eternity, nobody are coming back. I'm officially done and y'all think it's just raps. Had to relapse some time just to know that it's real. 60 days down the drain and need a golden seal. Don't know how I feel, no layers left to peel. Been on the deal, now it's fucking time to heal. So tempted to chill, but I know the fear is real. Every day and I promise even your last meal. Nothing is promised in this world. And if this current situation hasn't proven that point, there's no saving you, there's no believing you, there's no moving you, there's no nothing. Yeah.
So-called friends
who swim in my pool when it's time.
Catch the winds around town.
Windows down
the sound pound.
UJ tape for
okay, solo spellbound.
Fly girl is tipping.
Brother's zipping and sipping.
Old gold red boy.
Put on my skin.
I'm just lamping
with my EK shades.
Truck jewels, obviously.
The man's paid, but of course not.
Mother can't get his props.
Like, for instance,
when I cruise up the block in my 560, lamping on my metro phone. Chrome kit beaming all off the dome.
Like a sucker. Yeah, I knew you were my.
That's when I know you were my
dick kit. But it's okay, it's normal. Relax. Your whole head's busted, caught in the rap skit, and couldn't be trusted.
Cause my sound's pound from here to
Okinawa. Peace and I'm mad.
tuned to this last episode.
What up, people? What up, people? What up, people? Welcome to a sprinkle of salt edition of the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph, featuring the one and only Mike Steph, best in the world at what he does. Yeah, man, it's been a minute since I've done an audio-only episode. And it might be a regular occasion for the foreseeable future because my arch nemesis, StreamYard, is rearing its ugly head again. StreamYard, not my internet connection. No. StreamYard is effing up my program. StreamYard is effing up my plan. StreamYard is effing up what I would like to give to y'all. Yes, y'all, the masses, on a weekly basis. Since this rebranding, I said I was going to give y'all a video version and an audio component to go along with it. And the last 2 out of 3 weeks, due to various reasons, here or there, yeah, I know I've been off track or whatever, but that's because Mike Steph had things to take care of. And you know what things he needed to take care of? Was his body, his mind, his body, and his soul. Yes. So, I'm back in my car studio. I figured I'd try to bring this back to the essence, so to speak, and give y'all a little taste of what I hopefully can give y'all a full version of this week. But as I'm looking at the time, and I'm already 2 minutes into my soliloquy, I got a couple things I got to let y'all know, and then I will get to the main topic at hand, and like I said, hopefully I will give y'all the main event tomorrow, Monday, you know, one of those days. First and foremost, my 4-year anniversary. Yeah, I know, 4 years have gone by so quick. My 4-year anniversary of doing this podcast, or as I affectionately call it right now, El Pod, is coming up very, very soon. Very, very soon. June 8th will be the 4-year anniversary of when I gave and dropped the preview episode of the Salty Thoughts podcast under a different name, but Salty Thoughts nevertheless. June 16th, will actually be 4 years to the day of when I dropped my first full-fledged episode entitled The Unprofessional Debut. So regardless, the month of June makes 4 years. I'm still up in the air whether I'm going to give y'all an episode exactly on the exact date of the anniversary, or I'm going to just give you an episode celebrating the week of, or am I going to give you a video anniversary episode, or am I going to take it really back to the essence and do chopped up versions of my audio to relive how crappy the first episode really was? I haven't decided yet, but regardless, that is coming. That is coming, and I will let y'all know in the upcoming days on which I decide and what to look out for. Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, I think if I want to do it on the weekend of the 4-year anniversary, that coincides with Father's Day. But more importantly, that coincides with Juneteenth, which are actually equally important to my life. And I'm actually going to be out of state. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to cram in, or should I say, am I going to want to cram in any time to give an episode? But y'all know I love the masses so much, so I probably will. Who knows? So that's the pertinent news that I need to get out there. And being the fact I got about 10 minutes left before I go back to my shoot job from my, you know, actually break, I would like to get into the message at hand. And that is, in the city of New York, state of New York, but specifically in the city of New York, the ungratefulness of politicians, the ungratefulness of job officials, the ungratefulness of the majority of the 1%ers in the city has reared its head, his ugly head again. And this time I'm talking about, and normally I do not touch this topic, but tell you the truth, I feel like talking some ish, and I feel like, you know, popping my cherry, so to speak, and doing El Pod again from El Car Studio, that I'm going to bring this up because I think it needs to be said while it's fresh in my mind. In 2020, this country, this state, this city, matter of fact, the whole effing world had to deal with a pandemic. A pandemic of epic proportions, right? Especially throughout the summer of 2020, I'm not going to talk about all the numerous corporations that all of a sudden, they just, their new slogan was Black Lives Matter, even though 3 years later, they've shown that in their own little way, Black Lives, in their case, really don't mean but much to them. It's back to status quo. But that's a topic for another day. One thing that happened in the country, but specifically in New York, was the term essential worker. I said it back then, and I'll say it again. But I said back then, you know, the term essential worker, to me, is an insult. Because when they say essential worker, what they really meant was expendable worker. Yeah, those of us who had to, quote unquote, go on the front lines and had shoot jobs that didn't afford the opportunity to still maintain a paycheck or do their job duties at home, had to, dare I say, risk their life. Matter of fact, I shouldn't dare. I should just say it. Risk their life to continue bringing home the bacon for the household. I was one of them. I didn't have the opportunity to work from home because I work with the public. Every evening at 7 o'clock in New York, they had what they call 7 o'clock. They, which called the masses, the population, gave thanks to us essential workers by going out their window. This is like in the middle of lockdown, in the middle of quarantine. And they would go out their window and give us a cheer. Bang their pots, clap their hands, whistle, the whole nine. I specifically remember, because that was an election year, that numerous state city officials said, your bravery will not go unnoticed. More specifically than that, Chuck Schumer, Senator of New York, told a specific job set that if you help us claim the Senate, if you help us get control of the Senate, if you help keep me in office, when this fund, when this transportation bill gets passed, we will take care of you for keeping the city running, for keeping the city moving. In a roundabout way, keeping the world moving, because we, New York City, is the epicenter of the effing world, right? They came up with this term, hazard pay. Hazard pay. Now, there were some figures that were thrown about. Oh, you know, $10,000 per person, $15,000 per person that has to pay. I always knew those were pipe dreams. But dreams, nevertheless, I still wanted to see exactly, were they going to be true to their word? Were they going to at least give us a crumb, a piece of the pie for putting our families at risk? I'm going to speak specifically for myself, because that's the only person I could speak for. Before I had this current problem with my anxiety, I had flashes of anxiety back then. Every morning or early afternoon, I would wake up and get ready to go to my shoot job. There was a common refrain in my house, and that was from my youngest daughter, Maina Van K. And she would come to me and she said, Dad, what time are you getting home? And more often than not, I had to utter these words to her. Babe, I don't know. And she would ask, you don't know? Yeah, I don't know. It could be a regular 8 hours. It could be 10 hours. It could be 12 hours. It could be 16 hours. And on one occasion, it was damn near 20 hours. Not only that, specifically at that time, like I said, we were sheltering in the house. I was the only one going out. My wife, and not to divulge too much of my personal information, but my wife is a diabetic. That means she has a lower or compromised immune system. Me working with the public each and every day put her at risk by coming home, and luckily she did not contact COVID, and to this day she has never contacted COVID, but still the fear was in the air, so thick you could cut it with a knife. My son at the time, my son, Chef Mix, had got furloughed from his job, so he was home, and he stayed pretty much in the house. My daughter, matter of fact, all of us was in the house, but my youngest daughter, Maina Van K, developed anxiety of her own, because she was scared anytime anybody walked out our front door, what were they bringing back with them? If she had a tickle in her throat around allergy season, oh my God, I think I got the COVID. I think I got the Rona. If her ears teared up, she might have been sad, but if her ears teared up, oh my God, I think I got the Rona. If you came in the house, best believe she was at that door following you to the nearest sink and timing how long you was washing your hands. Did you wear a mask outside? Where's your mask? Where your mask? Better make sure you take off everything at that door. This is what we was living by. I would get to my shoot job, and it was a desolate area. I didn't know whether I was going to contact it from a coworker that didn't give two Fs, or just a random person that I encountered that may have been living in the environment that I was working in. All these things went through my head. My job showed for the umpteenth time that they could care less than you know what about us, because you know what happened? At the very beginning, at the very outset, they told us, no, you cannot wear a mask, because we don't want the public to be alarmed. Oh, F your health. We don't want the public to be alarmed. Then, when they rescinded that, do you think they provided us with masks? No, they didn't. When it was a mask rush on Amazon, and the days that you had to get at 4 o'clock in the morning just to make sure that you was able to get the limited amount of Lysol and Clorox and surgical mask, you think our job, you think my shoe job, even though they had ample opportunity to provide their workers with some type of protection, you really think they had our best interest at heart? No. 2 months into the pandemic, they said, you know what? We'll give you an N95 mask. And that mask has to last you about a week to 10 days. And oh yeah, use a cloth to wipe it off. Even though you know, for N95 at the time, you wasn't supposed to get that wet whatsoever. Only time we got sanitizer is when New York State start making their own gel manufactured sanitizer that was almost like acid to the skin. And even then, they went to keep a count. To be continued in a minute. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the gel manufactured sanitizer that burnt like acid. This is what we had to deal with back in 2020 when, like I said, nobody knew anything. Nobody knew whether or not we were going to make it to the year 2021. Now we fast forward 3 years. We're approaching the summer of 2023. The pandemic has been, you know, qualified as over. You know, didn't Biden announce, what, last year? Or maybe the year before that? Yeah, pandemic over. Inflation sky high. Everything sky high. My car insurance, $500 and change a month. You know, do you know what the hell I drive? I will tell you what the hell I drive. A 2013 Nissan Sentra. I pay $508 a month for car insurance. It went up $80 a month. Shoot, this cycle. I'm not pushing a Benz. I'm not pushing a Beamer. I'm not pushing nothing. I'm pushing a Sentra, which, knock on wood, it still get me from A to B. Everything is sky high. Rent sky high. I done said that in the past. And I'm not going to repeat myself. The point being, it's contract season for a lot of city agencies. You have numerous hospital staffs that have gone on strike or currently on strike because their contract's up and they have the audacity to ask for something that'll be representative to the new world, the new normal, the new economy that we have here in New York City, specifically. Essential workers. Remember how much the politicians and everybody praised the hospital staff, praised the nurses, praised the doctors, as and lauded them as heroes. People working 16, 24, 36 hour shifts. Coming home, going back, getting COVID, coming home, coming back. Now, when it's time to put the money where your mouth was, these people are forced to make a decision. Do we take what's offered to us? Or do we take a stand on going strike? Like I said, numerous hospitals in the city have gone on strike at one time or another in the last 6 months. Contracts up. DC 37, that contract was up. TWU Local 100, the union that represents all of New York City transit workers, just negotiated in the record 2 weeks, mind you. Contract expired, I believe, the middle of May, May 19th to be exact, possibly. And in 2 weeks, they negotiated a record-breaking, well, matter of fact, their words, outstanding contract for the workers of New York City Transit. A 3-year contract. 3% raise in the first year. 3% raise in the second year. 3.5% raise in the third year. Not only that, and this is actually the origin. This is actually the origin of my rant in my head that I'm now recording. They negotiated us an essential worker bonus. An essential worker bonus. Ain't that a crock of shit? In the first year, not only do you get your 3% raise, you get $3,000. In your second year, not only do you get a 3% raise, you get $1,000. In the third year, you don't get any extra bonus, but you get a half a percentage raise. Essential worker bonus. For people who don't know, that $3,000 will probably equal maybe about, if you're lucky, $1,500 after taxes. Because no, they don't cut you a check. They don't cut you an extra check. They don't cut you a side check. No, they put that bonus in your regular check. So they let Uncle Sam go to town with it. So that $3,000 would be more like $1,400. That $1,000 would be more like $450. Instead of just giving us an actual percentage. So you could add four. Because this pipe dreams are saying, oh, we should have got five. We should get nothing than 10. Yeah, look, listen, those, man, maybe you need to try out for season 7 of Snowfall, which doesn't exist. Because you must be on that pipe. What the hell are you smoking? We're not able to keep up with inflation, but listen, this is not a union, a bash the union session. No, this is a bash the politician session, because once again, the politicians have shown their hand, their ugly side is red, is ugly head. All the promises of grandeur when they were on the campaign trail, when it was time to take care of your constituents, once again, they failed each and every one of us who were lauded as heroes as recently as 3 years ago. An essential worker bonus, an expendable worker bonus. Always said essential was more of a slur than a badge of honor. Remember in Facebook? I know. Maybe I'm showing my age, but so what? I'll be 47 in August. Remember when Facebook put out the badges that you could put put on your profile that says, I am an essential worker. I neglected to do that. Bad enough, I used to put the badge, I voted. Because no matter what I think about and what I say about politicians and politics, that's the one thing I will not skirt. I will never skirt my responsibility to vote. Even though it's getting harder and harder every election, because the crop of challenges that they put on those ballots are getting weaker and weaker each election. Really are. But like I said, what it boils down to is the people that they lauded as heroes as recently as 3 years ago are now scripting and scraping and begging for a piece of the pie. Or matter of fact, not even a piece of the pie. For survival money. Survival. Nothing to stack. There's no reason we're going to get wealthy off this. No, this is just to survive. In this inflated economy. Two other pieces of the news before I get out of here. I just read an article today. And I don't know if this is a hoax. If this is true. Should I believe it? Do I even care? CBS News. CBS Nightly News, to be exact. Put an article out. That stated in New York. In the wastewater was found to be heavily contaminated with COVID. So they don't know if it's a next wave, a new wave, but pretty much if you notice a lot of people, quote unquote, having cold symptoms, yeah, they probably got COVID. But we've discussed it before that, you know, COVID eventually would become a bad cold. You know, the more people got vaccinated, the more times it mutated. It wasn't really getting stronger. It was getting weaker. So. But yeah, New York right now, their wastewater is heavily contaminated with COVID remnants. That means this shit is running rampant. Remember, they ain't no mandatory testing no more. Remember, all the pandemic era things have expired. So, free tests. Going to, you know, your insurance, not having to pay for the test. Not having to pay for the examination. No, those are gone. People having had a home test, how can you accurately determine how much or how many people might be infected if, all right, somebody's infected in their house, they don't got to tell nobody. Yeah. One last thing. At last count, we are currently at 40,000 and counting migrants, immigrants, refugees in the New York City area. To me, there's kind of a media campaign going on saying that those numbers are highly inflated. I doubt that. There's one thing I've noticed at my shoe job, and this is not to stereotype anybody. But matter of fact, I'll say this because I can already see myself going on a tangent and I'm really trying to make this a sprinkle, not a pour. The one thing that still gets at my craw when it comes to this situation, when it comes to this epidemic, is this. And I've said this in the past. It's funny that they kind of made the cutoff for whether you're labeled a migrant or was able to come into the country. And it seemed like it was a kind of cutoff for how tan you were. I still have images of marshals on horses beating back Haitian refugees who had traveled to the mainland trying to enter the country due to a natural disaster. Billions and billions and billions of dollars are still being sent and spent over to Ukraine. They have no problem with neither one of those. No, but what I was getting ready to say was it seemed like there's a media thing going on that they're saying that the numbers are being overly inflated. Trying to say this as tactfully as I can. And this is going to sound like some white people talk, and they're like, yeah, I have one black friend, and the black friend told me that, you know, all niggers are not alike. Some niggers are actually good. But. Sure, there shouldn't be no buts. But I'm going to say but. F it. I have a friend, right? A Mexican immigrant, okay? And they told me months ago. Matter of fact, I've known them for a handful of years. They told me a year ago. Everybody that's coming in this country ain't coming in for their pure safety. You know, there's always a couple bad apples in the bunch. We sit down and we talk, and sometimes we observe. And she tells me, yeah, you know, a lot of them, they come in with these tattoos. What do you think these tattoos are? And when I first heard this person tell me this, I'm like, whoa, damn. Yo, she sounded kind of Trumpish. Everything ain't MS-13. But she's telling me, like, look, there's a lot of narcos. Cause that's what she said. She said the narcos. A lot of the narcos are sending a lot of people up in here to set up shop. I'll say this. No, I'm not gonna say that. Cause like I said, I'm not gonna step in crap right now. I'm not. I'll just say, the government slash, matter of fact, not slash, Washington itself, Washington, D.C., they have done the city wrong. I told, matter of fact, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I know I told my boy, Smitty from the group home in Bergen Beach, that I was going to stop referring to Eric Adams as Mayor Benson. Because I don't like the undertones that they give. So, yeah, sometimes, and a lot of times, he's clueless on a lot of things. But if I was a Caucasian male, matter of fact, if a Caucasian male called Eric Adams Mayor Benson, you know my antennas would go up and be like, yo, what the is his problem? So I felt like, you know what, after all, a joke is a joke, but that was kind of borderline disrespectful. But like I've said before, he has been right in holding DC accountable and saying, yo, your policies and the policies or the actions of these southern states, especially Texas and Governor Abbott, are stressing our infrastructure. And when I pick up the phone, nobody's answering the call. Nobody's coming up here to help us try to manage this situation. Do you think it's fair that we're trying to do the right thing, but we're not getting help in doing the right thing? I'll leave it at that. Cause like I said, I'm about to go on a whole different tangent, and this is a sprinkle, not a pour. But trust me, it was going to get way saltier than what you might have thought it might have been. So I'll leave it at that. So, with all that being said, audio might be the place to go. Might be the place to go right now. You know, but going to give it one last shot this week. So please tune in to the long form Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast, available on YouTube, on the YouTube page of Mike Steph. And the audio version will be on all streaming platforms of Apple Podcasts that are available. Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon Music, amongst others. Yeah. And, and if it don't work out, then regardless, y'all need to still check out the flagship, the mothership, if you will always be the audio version, even though I know I've kind of shortchanged y'all the last 2 weeks, and I truly, truly apologize, but if I'm going to give crappy video, I really don't want to give distorted audio, because at the end of the day, even if you watch the video, you're still trying to listen to the words that come out of my mouth. Yeah. So, yeah. Like I said, check it out. Hopefully a new episode this week will be out Monday morning on the YouTube page of Mike Steph. And yeah, I feel myself about to ramble again, and I'm trying not to do that. So until let's say about 24 to 36 hours from now, I would bid you adieu. Good night. Mwah! And goodbye. Bang. Yeah, you thought. Usually that's the intro. Usually that's the end of the intro. But guess what? That's going to be the outro this week. Goodbye.
Bye. Yo, can I ask a question? The niggas that dick ride can't get on this, right? I'm saying, right? Niggas who dick ride ain't supposed to say nothing. Nah, they supposed to just hear this. It's for y'all, man. Get this up.
This is Smith & Wesson on the Diggy Low in D&D Studio, blazing up nothing but the raw endo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we about to do it like this two times for your mind, your son, hit him with the wickedness one time. Walking down the street, watching you, clocking me, could it because I'm magnetic, yet it gives me your fucking headache, cause it's pathetic when niggas jump on your dick to sweat it, bet it gets hectic when I set the door, 5-6 jazz, niggas stop stressing, Smith & Wesson, from the corners of my red eyes, I peeped you, but you don't know, cause I rock my rag real low, move slow, cause you might get moved on, can't even get my crews on, without niggas putting their screws on, shit ain't cool son, cause soon one day I feel, I'm gonna have to lay somebody for real, a deal is, the steal is strictly business, so when dick ride it, slide around, I dismiss shit, then get with boot camp click, how we flip shit, on the regular, forever stay on our own dick. Lick up a shot, you know dick rider, lick up a shot, you twist up ganja, lick up a shot, you know dick rider. Big money spender, lick up a shot, you know dick rider, lick up a shot, you know follower, lick up a shot, you know dick rider, lick up a shot for Ja Rastafari. I'm pulling your coats to the side of the block we've all been to, see them on the corner when you're looking out your window, the dick riders on Dick Riders Boulevard, use that large, ain't even gotta look hard, you got a couple probably at the crib as we speak, in 99 ain't no room in town for the week. Don't laugh though, stress will make a nigga hurt something. Proceed to get some yard weed, cause the dread is pumping. And as I approach, I'm greeted by my cuz Roach. What up, you high ass nigga? Yo, your shit's the dope. And then he just Kim, keep it moving, damn. And now here comes the dick rider screaming, you the man. Until I turn my back, bet they quick to grab the gat. The head dick rider said, I know where he live at. See, that's what I'm talking. Sucking dick while you're walking. Now use the target of the boot camp stalker. Lick up a shot, you know dick rider. Scared. Me or maybe check what I wear. See, I represent lovely from my Tim tree to my D.I.C. K. Every day, all day, we stay red up. If you ride dicks, then shut up. Keep it moving, cause I'm fed
you
up.
You took the words right out my mouth, S.T. Got niggas riding weed trying to suck on these trees. Pockets full of lint, Hummus browner than shit. Wanna suck and duck cause he's the neighborhood dick rider. If I was a bag of smoke, would I be chocolate? It's Smith & Wesson, keep our dick out your mouth, kid.
Y'all head, motherfucker. Keep that dick out your mouth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's just a big old pimp cook. I'm walking with a limp. Fucking with Smith & Wesson, eating lobster and shrimp.
All the guys riding my dick cause of my accent.
Hey, yo.
Lick off my niggas sitting around in the dark.
Getting high. If you feel black as shit right about now, let me hear you say black.
Now!